This is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
Hello, this is Sheila.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back to another episode. We are really excited about this episode because we have another special guest. And this particular guest does some very interesting and unique things with the Ascended Masters, which is a topic that we've been really curious about for a really long time. So I'm really excited to dive into this discussion and learn a little bit more about her and some of the things that she does. And this is going to be a really interesting discussion, and I can't wait to dive into this.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and have this conversation as well.
So our guest today, her name is Sheila, and we sought her out because we are really into just ascension. And when we found this very interesting website, we realized that like they have a completely different take on ascension, and they're also like guardians, and they work with ascended masters. And Tiara and I were just so fascinated. We were just like, we have to get them on. So I can't wait for this. I'm so excited. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us. And if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey.
Sure. Thanks. So, you know, I love to think about when being asked this question. I actually sat before in meditation this morning, and I had a fun little answer arrive. And so I thought I'd share it. And I'm one of many billions of souls walking on earth, living this human experience. I've spent this lifetime looking for answers around how the world works and constantly moving into higher consciousness. Just like all of us, I've been on a path of ascension and descension for lifetimes. And we'll talk more about what that means. In this lifetime, I've chosen an intentional path of ascension as my spiritual path. My service in the world continues to expand and change as I work more with my higher self each day. I'm a writer, I teach, I coach, I do energy healing, and I'm a speaker. My focus is on helping individuals move forward in life through intentional conversations on podcasts, online courses, energy healing, and writing. So that's a quick little summary. You asked about a little bit more about my journey. And as I mentioned, I've been on an intentional path of ascension this lifetime. And you can actually, I have my full story along with 12 other people who wrote their stories about ascension in a book called Modern Ascension that you can find on modernascension.com. And, you know, if I summarize that journey around my spiritual path, I grew up in a very actual conservative Lutheran household, going to church every week in a parochial school in a small two-room schoolhouse out in the country in a small town in Illinois. And so Jesus and the aspect of religion and Christianity was how I grew up. It was a huge part of my life. And I can still remember this word ascension for me, and remember learning about it in Sunday school and stories of Jesus's ascension and Elijah's ascension. And I think even at a really young age, probably 5, 6, 7, the little stories that are told to try and explain these mysterious, amazing things that happen in the Bible, while it has its downsides, there's actually beautiful stories in the Bible, along with the stories that exist in all of the religions of the world. But I was like, ascension, if more than one person has done it, then why can't we all do it? And I was the kid who was constantly asking questions of like, well, how did God really create the earth in 7 days? Like, that story never fully made sense to me. Right? You can't create all this in 7 days. How does that work? And so I was always trying to understand more about how the world and the universe worked. And then early in my 20s, which is almost 30 years ago, I had people introduce me to beings from another, you know, another side, another dimension. And discovered the Ascended Masters. And so I've been fascinated and curious with the Ascended Masters. I read the books of I Am Discourses written by Godfrey Ray King in the early 1930s. I always find quite fascinating because they were written in a time where you had a huge tumultuous experience going on in the U.S. and the Great Depression. And we have this incredible spiritual New Age movement that began or was reinitiated, I guess, with the I Am Discourses and the sharing of Saint Germain, Ascended Master Saint Germain's work with the power of the I Am, and then the life and teachings of the masters in the Far East. And then I worked with lots of healers. I was introduced to the Akashic Records, where you have the concept of the masters and loved ones and teachers of your Akashic record, this energetic record of your soul. And so I just continually, constantly was digging in and trying to learn more about the Ascended Masters. And, you know, I think the many, there's so many Buddha, Ascended Master, White Tara, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Ascended Master Saint Germain. Those are some of the names that have almost become more, you know, they're common, right? Mother Mary, these names that are part of our everyday, many of them in religions, but also more common in what is shared and taught today. So many people channel in the teachings of these incredible light beings of light. And so it's been part of my life in its own way, this concept of ascension. And I spent years in bookstores searching for ascension and this, you know, understanding the ascension that I'm talking about. While a definition in the dictionary is simply the act or process of ascending, it's like, what does that mean, right? A rising up, increasing to higher levels. And, but the ascension that that I'm speaking about and that we're talking about on the podcast today is this concept of, you know, I think the simplest one, if you track the Dalai Lama and those that, you know, track that soul's journey and this concept of completing lifetimes, right? That he's living his last incarnation. And in the Buddhist teachings, we talk about reincarnation and that there's eventually an end to those cycles of reincarnation. And that's what ascension is that we're speaking about today, is this concept of being able to complete our cycles of incarnation on earth as we're souls that are here journeying on earth. And so 6 years ago, it's been actually that I came across the Alpha Imaging website, which is where they have shared an incredible set of current knowledge on ascension. And so then I embarked on their journey of healings and readings to understand where I'm at as a soul in my journey of ascension. And so that is a really long answer to trying to summarize a short journey of my ascension and spirituality. So I'll let you guys dive in with questions and we'll see where this goes.
So Sheila, you said something really interesting when you started talking. You said that you were introduced to the term ascension through like the church, through Sunday school, or like in, through those interactions and experiences, which I think is really interesting because I also attended Sunday school. You know, I grew up Baptist and we never talked about ascension. Like that term was never mentioned. That Jesus ascended was also never mentioned. So I just think that's so fascinating that you were introduced to that, you know, through a religious context. And I can also fully relate to that whole idea of seeking and needing to find more information and get the answers and to explore. Like, you know, that resonated for me because I did something similar. But I'm just intrigued that you were initially introduced to that through the church, because typically they don't necessarily talk about ascending so much as like, oh, you know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins and like, you know, you worship him. Like that's
right.
Essentially what we were taught. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's the challenge. You know, the fact that the symbol that we choose to represent Jesus's incredible life on this planet, where he was teaching about love and more love and how to be kind to one another, is that we choose to memorialize the cross. And it's like, that is, it always is like, I'm just always like, well, why did we have, I mean, there's so many meanings to the cross, but You know, I don't think he never expected to be worshiped and to be the savior, right? I mean, he came right. as a way shower of change, a person, you know, a soul that was here bringing in, you know, well, there's many theories, and Jesus has taught through so many channels and through so many people on this planet over the years, from the Course in Miracles and the Way of Mastery, and he's continues to, you know, just be a presence on this planet of teaching about love and how we ascend, how we rise up, right? How we do more good than bad, how we, you know, forgive one another. And yeah, so, like, I always value the experience I had growing up in a religion. I think that, you know, there were incredible values and stories about, you know, the morals and right and wrong. And while the judgmental God of religion is not very helpful, the aspect of, you know, it is important how we treat each other. And those aspects of religion are incredibly powerful. The community aspect of religion can be incredibly powerful, but it's when it gets lost into the power of religion and the control and the thinking that any religion is better than another. That's, of course, where we run into problems on the planet.
That's all very fascinating. I didn't grow up in a religious household. Both of my parents, I think, like, were forced into, like, I think they went to, like, Catholic school. And so they, when they had kids, they just were like, you know what, we're not going to do the Sunday church thing. We're not going to, like, we're just going to let our children, like, find their own way. And whatever they get into, if they want to get into religion, they can. But if they don't want to, then they can't. But my mother found a lot of solace, like, after being a hardcore Catholic, like, she found a lot of solace in, like, Buddhism and just spirituality and just kind of finding a new way of life. And so I have had, I guess some might say, the advantage in terms of my spiritual journey of just being able to have very interesting conversations about, like, laws of attraction and trauma, and, like, these were the types of conversations I grew up with. And so it's just a very different perspective from, like, how a lot of people grow up, because most people do start in the churches.
Yes. And then it becomes this aspect of, well, I think when you're here on this planet and you're tuning into yourself more, there's an awakening that's happening. I mean, the fact that we're having conversations like this on radio, in essence, right? Podcast is today's radio. And that we're having conversations that challenge the norm, that talk about people standing more in their own power, knowing more of their own soul and their own expression in the world, then it's wonderful that you got to have those conversations, because then you get to continue to bring them forth, right? Like, it was normal for you. It's like, my children are growing up knowing that they're, you know, while they might define it as I'm weird and I make everything spiritual, they're growing up with an awareness of ascended masters and angels and beings of light, and that there's more than one way to see the world and look at the world. And, you know, when we get and can expand our views beyond just what we're taught, then we're challenged to know more and learn more and understand the global nature of the planet and not just the microcosm that we grow up in.
I love that answer.
So, Sheila, you know, one of the reasons why we really wanted to talk to you is because I feel like there's a lot of confusion online around what an ascended master is, who they are, how many there are, what they do, how do you become one. So I was hoping you could kind of clarify that and share a little bit more about what an ascended master actually is and how one can get to that level?
Yeah, so I'm going to share information that comes from alphaimaging.co.nz. I think that there, Verna has written and shared what the Ascended Masters have guided her to share in the content that's on the website. And the content in, you know, our current modern day language matches content I've read through, you know, many religions and many other channels. And so this is what I live and share with people on a daily basis. So I'm just going to share information that comes from there if people are wanting to find that and bring my own words and my own twist to it. But in its simplicity, an ascended master is a being who has paid all of their karma. They've left the cycle of rebirth and they've attained mastery over themselves through their own endeavors and hard work. So an ascended master in the language that we talk about it, and again, this is reflected if you dig deep into many different philosophies and religions, this concept that we have a higher self, and the higher self is really the light being that becomes the ascended master. We are an aspect of our higher selves. Many definitions would use lower self and higher self. The challenge with higher self and lower self is you have to take away the concept of hierarchy, because hierarchy in our world, in human language, higher and lower often mean better and worse. And it's not about better and worse or more than or less than. It's just different aspects of this light being in this hierarchy of, not even hierarchy, bad word. I just said don't use that, but it's so ingrained into our human experience. It's hard to talk about things without thinking higher and lower. Right. So the higher self, we all have a higher self, and the higher selves are those striving to ascend. They're the masters in waiting. And so it's our higher selves that are going, we're with our higher selves, right? It's like our soul is an aspect of our higher self. And there's some wonderful, you know, if you search higher self and lower self, people have all kinds of descriptions. I think of, higher self is that it's, what's popping into my mind, if you really want to dig into some depths of understanding of an origin of somebody describing the process of creation and how particles of the universe ended up creating us, is Dr. Meg Luke. Known as Dr. Meg, and her book, I think it's The Secret History of Consciousness, has a beautiful description of how we actually, she was also worked with the Ascended Masters and would go on many, you know, they would take her on journeys to other realms and dimensions and, you know, took her back to show her the actual origin of creation. And then she describes it. And so we are higher selves and lower selves, and we're part of this energy of creation. And so ascended masters, like many would many are fallen. The term fallen angel really is an angel that's chosen to have their ascension journey on earth. So fallen, probably you almost think it's a bad term, but it's not really fallen. It's just this intentional, you know, Earth is this incredible 3D experience of life. And in the resistance of 3D, we have the opportunity to grow and learn faster because we're in form versus being of energy. And so we come to Earth and we go through these cycles of incarnation, and then we are learning all different aspects of ourselves. I've listened to Matthias DiStefano. If you've ever come across his work, he remembers all of his past lives and describes this journey of creation on the planet. And he had this beautiful description of, you know, every lifetime is another reflection of an experience that we're learning, right? So as we live through our thousands of lifetimes, which anybody listening to this and us having this conversation has lived many lifetimes on this planet, because there's some part of us curious about, well, how many lifetimes are there? Like, what are we doing? How does this work? And that is this aspect of ascension, right? We're moving through this journey of ascension and descension through lifetimes, balancing karma and creating karma and rebalancing that karma. And that is a journey of lifetimes. It's not a journey that happens in a single life. And so we have these reflections that are opposites. And, you know, that's how we grow and expand and understand the entire nature of who we are, is through many lifetimes. And so ascended masters have completed that journey. They've moved into that understanding, all the reflections of different aspects of their soul and their existence. And as for how many ascended masters, I'm not sure that we could know that. If you expand your awareness to beyond Earth being the only thing that exists, and even how would we ever know who all those beings of light are that are ascended masters? You know, Verna has put a list together on the Alpha Imaging site that I counted this morning. I think there's 146 names that she's listed that she, you know, have somehow appeared in the portal that I know we'll talk about. And those are the masters that have made themselves known, that are working with humanity on this planet. Yet in an expanded awareness of a larger universe, there are ascended masters that we'll never know and never meet, right? Because it's such a vast world that Earth is just one place where people are ascending. And, you know, if you want to play with the energy and expansion of the universe, there's people ascending in other universes and other planets. And so I don't know if anybody knows. Who knows? I mean, somebody might think they know, but I would probably challenge that all we can know is what we're made aware of. And it's what we're not aware of is where you would never be able to count that.
Right. Okay. So then just to clarify, it sounds mm-hmm. like, because for some reason I was under the impression that an ascended master must ascend on Earth, but it sounds like they can reach ascended master status elsewhere.
Yes. That is my understanding based on what I have read and researched now, and it feels true to me, right? So yeah. I, you know, as I read and explore life in the world today, I've been a learner all my life and I never stop learning. And so, you know, when I read information and explore information now, I always come back to an internal compass that says, is this true? Does this resonate? Does this feel true to me? And when I, you know, when you continue to expand, you know, we come to Earth and we forget everything, right? I think Neil Donald Walsh had a beautiful book for young children that talks about how you come to Earth and you forget everything. And it's like, yeah, we forget everything. And yet we have so many people that are actually arriving on Earth now and have over the past, you know, I don't know, 100 years, that they remember past lives and they see beyond into other dimensions. And when you read those stories, there's a part of you that you may say, oh my God, that's all ridiculous and weird and I don't believe any of it. And that's okay. That's fine. And you might also say, wow, that there's something about that, maybe there is more. Well, that's curious. And so, you know, and each individual's on their own journey, right? It's not about right or wrong. It's just where we're each at in our own journey of our own expansion, our own growth, and our own spirituality as to what resonates as true. And so each person has to find what resonates as true for them.
Absolutely. And a lot of what you're talking about really makes a lot of sense, because Tiara and I are both channelers and we ask, I don't know, some of the most ridiculous questions that even they laugh at. And they're just like, wow, like we have no boundaries with them. We'll just throw out any question. And it's just interesting to get different perspectives where it's like Tiara and I are very selective sometimes about what we want to share when we get channeled messages, only because like we know people are going to be like, wow, they are off their hinges. And so it's hard for us like to find a balance, and our goal is really is to find like-minded people. And so I love the fact that like we're just expanding these conversations.
Yeah, well, I think channeling, it's one of the, like, I do a lot of channeling when I write. And that is, for me, the gift that I have is that aspect of claircognizance. And so I just have things that show up in my mind and I know them. I don't necessarily, sometimes it feels like hearing, occasionally I have that aspect of seeing, but it really comes through for knowing for me and in that intuition. And yeah, channeling, you know, I've learned through working with others and a lot of people who channel is, you know, a huge part of channeling is that aspect of being able to be crystal clear of, I only want to work with beings of light, right? And because we can channel anything, right? You can be connected to dark and light because there's dark and light everywhere in the universe. And so the intention of, you know, requesting who you're working with and not getting tangled into those beings in the astral realm who spend a lot of time pretending to be other people and can send all kinds of confusing messages. So,
And, you know, I've experienced that where I've had beings send like deceptive information and it, you know, it comes down to discernment, but like, it's interesting because when you're getting started into channeling, you don't necessarily have that discernment. And I know that I didn't. And I know a lot of people who channel don't. So that's its own process is getting to that place of learning the discernments. Which is a whole other conversation.
It is a whole nother conversation. But what I am getting in this moment to say is just that aspect of, and I'm sure it's the Ascended Masters popping in here, of, you know, when we talk about channeling Ascended Masters, one of the things that I've learned and that people have helped me understand is Ascended Masters are always supporting us. We all have actually a group of, at this point, walking on earth right now, every individual has a group of five masters that are part of their Ray team that we talk about in the Ascension world. And Ascended Masters are always standing by supporting us. But they will, I think I can almost say this confidently, they will never tell us what to do. What the Ascended Masters and the way that, you know, the true beings of light are always supporting is they might offer possibilities, but it's never directive, right? Because any being that's trying to tell you what to do, they're trying, that's violating your free will, right? So an ascended master and a being of light and the angels are always providing possibilities. They're supporting, they're guiding, but they're never going to interfere with free will. And that is the privilege and the path that we get to walk on earth is that we do have free will. And we it's our choices and our intention that allow us to create our experience all the time. So yeah, there must be some message in there is, you know, if you have channeling that's giving you guidance on do this, do that, do this, do that, it's probably really worth checking in to make sure that you're not connected into some aspect of a being or reality that is trying to send you in the wrong direction, right? Because when we talk about our spiritual journeys and our soul journeys, it's always coming back to our own personal power. What's inside of us? What intuition are we getting? How do we learn to follow our own path?
So you mentioned the rays, the ascension rays, and I know me and Allie are really fascinated by this concept because I've never heard of an ascension ray. I tried reading more about it on the website, the New Zealand website, and it was just, I struggled to grasp this concept. So I'm hoping you can expand on it a little bit further and share more what an ascension ray is and how we are assigned those.
Yeah, so there can be conflicting information, right, out there on any topic, because what you're always getting is an individual, you know, if they're channeling information, it's our own clarity, right? It's our own clarity of the information we receive. And so as people have written over the past, you know, millennia of years, you know, Elizabeth Bailey, or not Alice Bailey, Elizabeth Prophet. There's different people that have shared information about Rays. What the masters have shared through Verna and Wiredi around the concept of a ray of incarnation is this concept that they're manifestations of energy, a little bit of that reflection that I was mentioning earlier, where we come in with particular lessons, right? Or if you can step into playing in an expanded universe of understanding that we live thousands of lives, and as a soul, we can have intentions before we enter a lifetime, and maybe skills or aspects of our energetic being and structure that we need to balance, then you can play with this concept of, you know, we chose a ray of incarnation, and that ray has an energy to it. And there are 8 rays of incarnation, and they each have kind of a primary color that goes along with them. We have a first through an 8th ray. An example of a first ray, there's an energy to these rays and a color and a set of colors to each of the rays. And so they are a way that we're coming in to master a set of energies for a given lifetime. And my rays for this lifetime were the first ray, which is a balance of God's power and personal power. And there's very much an energy of the masculines in the first ray. When we talk about masculine and feminine, the masculine is a warrior ray. And it's then becoming clear of, you know, this balance of ego and surrendering to the divine. And the people that have this gift of seeing can actually see these colors that are in our auric fields, right? We're all these beautiful blobs of color when you see past our physical bodies. And they're able to see these rays for each individual. So an ascension ray, they're able to see in a part of the aura. And then we have our emotional bodies and our mental bodies and our etheric bodies. And the ascended masters guided in, you know, my understanding, having read all of the Alpha Imaging website, is that they were guided to look for these different aspects. And so if you, when you see across all the energy systems and you see all these colors, then they're able to look at an individual and see these actual colors that are part of our auric structure. And then based on those colors and what the masters taught them around the different rays, then it identifies these aspects of the rays for you. So for, you know, having a ascension ray, which is on a path of ascension, what are you dealing with? Then they talk about a life ray or your mental body. So this concept of mental energy, how we're thinking, what we're dealing with our mental body or our physical body has a color and a ray associated with it. And so the rays are aspects of what we've incarnated with this lifetime for the lessons and the learnings that we have to go through in this lifetime. Other lifetimes, we would have been chose to incarnate with a different set of rays because it would bring us a different set of lessons, a different set of balance that we needed to find, explore, and discover as we worked through these aspects of karma and patterns and lessons for any given life.
So does one need to go through all of the rays?
That exactly was my question.
So through lifetimes, yes, I would say that we've probably... I can't know this. I don't remember my specific lifetimes, but the answer I'm receiving in this moment is over lifetimes, yeah, we have explored all of these rays in all kinds of different dimensions and aspects, right? Because as a human, we've always incarnated with these different, you know, you can't be human without having a physical body. And then in our physical body, we have these aspects of the mental, we have these energetic bodies. And so over lifetimes, yes, we would have all of these aspects of the rays, of all the rays.
So something else that I saw on their website is they also talk about initiations. Is rays and initiations different?
Yes, the rays are the aspect of the energetic structure of really our experience of life. The initiations are the actual aspect of ascension, a way to measure our progress of ascension. And I think that that's, you know, the Buddhist tradition talks about reincarnation and the cycles of lifetimes, and many of the religions do. What the masters have shared in this set of teaching, and I used to read Robert Frost books and he talked about it, but not quite the same way. The ancient mystery schools, right? We have a lot of these kind of things out there in the world that in the past have gone through initiations, right? You've got the initiates that are working their way through their spiritual journey. And they have been able to bring it, the masters have given them this quantitative way because they're actually able to see the light and the vibrancy that is in an individual's set of chakras, right? Our chakras have this energetic purpose in the body. And the chakras are also where our karma is stored. So when we reincarnate on Earth, we actually through our Earth star, and this is a little, another little aspect of ascension, but Earth, Mother Earth, keeps our energetic record, and our karma is stored in something called an Earth star that's in between our lifetimes. So when we return to Earth, that is how our karma is over the first 14 years of our life. Slowly, we have all of our karma that is back into our energetic bodies, specifically into our chakras. So the initiations are a quantitative way that you understand what initiation you're at. So the second initiation is you have cleared 40% of your karma, and your vibrancy is at 40% in the aspect of each person's light. And so Verna and Wyaretti are able to see this aspect of vibrancy and the actual karma that remains in an individual's chakras. And that's part of the ascension reading that they offer on their website, is they provide you what they see, right? It's one, it's their perspective on what they see and what they've been shown. And they've been able to do this for hundreds and hundreds of people at this point, thousands of people probably. And as you then clear more karma, they're able to see that there's a percentage of karma that has been cleared. So when you only have 40% of your karma left and your vibrancy and your chakras has reached 60%, then that's an aspect of passing the third initiation. And then that continues on up. The fourth initiation is when you have only 20% of your karma left and your vibrancy and your chakras is radiating at 80%. So when you're able, and then at 100% is the aspect of your karma has been balanced and the soul can then leave this cycle of rebirth and your chakras are radiating at 100%. And then the initiations continue through this aspect of the higher self. Through the seventh initiation is completely present into the holy heart of the soul of the individual. And then the rest of the initiations are really the journey of the higher self. And that is not described so much because it's right. The aspect of the journey of the higher self. Our higher selves are beings of light that are you know, they're not in time and space like we are here on Earth. And so they're on their own journeys. And so, yeah, the initiations are the actual measurement, the quantitative measurement of where you're at in your cycle of balancing your karma.
Wow. My mind is so blown right now. That was just the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right? It is so fascinating. I'm so blown away by this information right now.
Well, I guess you've picked a unique topic.
Absolutely. So how did you get involved with the Guardians of the Ascended Masters portal in New Zealand? Like, was it just through the website?
Yeah. So just to clarify, Verna and Wairetti have taken the title of the Guardians of the portal that they share on the website that you can read when you read about Verna and Wairetti. If you go to search for Ascension with the Ascended Masters, and there's an energetic portal that the Ascended Masters have created in New Zealand. And it is, if you read the diary archives, which, you know, this is where I was reading a book called E Squared. And I can't remember the author in this moment, but it is the book E Squared. So I'm acknowledging her. And it's about creating, creating the universe. And one of the lessons in there was just intend that you'll receive a gift and then notice that a gift shows up in your life. And I had previously, prior to this particular moment in time, which was back in late 2016, had returned to reading the I Am Discourses and really was kind of in a place in my own life and spiritual journey where I was like, you know, Ascension, I had returned very actively to Ascension is a very important thing to me. And I had been rereading the I Am Discourses. I think I'd gotten up through 10 or 11. And just really doing daily spiritual practices, affirmations, using the violet flame. And so I was very active at that point of, I want to intentionally complete my cycles of incarnation on this planet. And I was doing everything I could find that I knew related to that. There was some part of me that knew that this was my last life, and I wanted to intentionally be focused on that. And so I searched one evening for Ascended Master Free Healing, and the Alpha Imaging site came up, and I read it. I started reading their diary, which goes back to, if you begin it in 2010, how they were guided just to start creating this concept of the energetic portal, how the Ascended Masters were guiding them, how Verna was painting portals of the Ascended Masters that actually they could validate that the energy that was coming through those portals was energy of different Ascended Masters because of the way that they could see Ascended Master energy. And so as I read it and started reading it, I mean, within days I had ordered all of the, the introductory readings, the oils to work with, because there was a part that resonated for me as truth at the deepest level. I think in my Ascension story, I describe it as having found home because it was somebody that was talking about Ascension in today's language, today's world, today's terms. And so it felt true. It felt true at every level, and it just echoed a level of truth above and beyond everything else that it expanded on everything else I was reading or had read about spirituality and Ascension. And that was just kind of the beginning. That was the journey. And I was committed from that moment that I found them because I knew it to be true. And as my journey has continued, life wasn't always easy. Like even being a speaker and talking to somebody on a podcast, right? 15 years ago, I wouldn't have considered it in a million years. And so this journey of allowing myself to more fully be the expression of my soul, of my higher self. Clearing karma lets you become just more of who you are, right? This intentional path of I get to be the fullest expression that I can be, and I'm not battling some of the demons that I battled in my own mind and my own life and my own experience. It's a freer life, and it's a life that's filled with more joy and more fun. So did I answer your question? Hopefully I did. You asked about the portal and how I got to how I got to know them.
Yes, absolutely. I was a little intrigued because on the website, I think they use the term guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, so are they like guarding or protecting like a specific energy? Or is it like, you know, I'm just curious about that specific term and why that's used.
Well, I can't answer that for, I can't recall that they speak to exactly why they call themselves guardians. When I think of the word guardian, I guess if I recall having read and how they were the creators and provided this space and context to work with the masters, you know, the portal that has been constructed and created was created by the masters, and it's for the masters to be able to work closer with humanity. And so in that, I think that they use the word, I would imagine they just use the word guardian because they're the ones that were part of watching, observing, and helping, you know, being guided to support the portal being created there. Is there an aspect where they don't speak to where they're necessarily providing the protection? I think the Ascended Masters in reality are doing that. Because it's their portal. So I think it's just, I don't know, but I would imagine that the masters probably handed them that term and said, you're the guardians. So, but I don't recall where they've specifically spoken about why the word guardian.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense, like that the Ascended Masters would just also assign them that. But it's just, it's really interesting just these relationships that we establish with like the Ascended Masters or our guides or angels or whomever. And it's just kind of, as you establish that relationship, it's just kind of really interesting like how, you know, you may even get assigned tasks or you may get assigned things, because I know that's happened in my spiritual journey. So that like everything you just spoke on really resonated with me.
Yeah, I guess when you think about the guardian angel, right, we have all of us have an angel, and it's this aspect of you're kind of taking care of it probably more than protecting. I'm reminded what kept popping into my mind there as well was I love crystals, and there's a book, The Gemstone Guardians, that Michael Katz, a Gemisphere, channeled with someone around the Gemstone Guardians and how they are the guardian of the energy of different gemstone energies on our planet and many other planets. And so, guardian, it's an interesting word. And yet, we often end up with these definitions, you know, like we have guardians of children, right? And they're the people, legal guardian is a person that may, you know, like has been appointed by the court, right? That has the legal authority to take care of a child if it's not the actual parent. And so, it's a word that has many definitions. And I think from a spiritual perspective, it's this guardian of taking care of something.
Yeah. No, I totally feel that. And actually, I love that you love crystals. Maybe you and I can have a conversation about crystals don't seem to like me or want to work with me. And so I've been looking for someone to have this conversation with about crystals with, because I'm just like, I really like them, but I don't know if they seem to be working. I don't know if they want to work with me. Like, I've checked their energy with tarot and they just are like, we don't know if we can help you. And I'm just like, well, then why did I purchase you?
Well, it could be that their energy needs cleared. So what comes to mind is, you know, you could ask the violet flame to clear the energy, or, you know, crystals okay. accumulate lots of energy. And so if you're really sensitive, then a lot of the crystals that we procure come with this history of energy, and clearing the energy of those crystals can then allow them to maybe be more of their truest form.
I will definitely try that. Thank you.
Hmm. So Sheila, for the public, in your opinion, what does humanity need to know about the ascension process and working with the ascended masters?
Well, I thought about this question a lot because you had shared some possible questions that would be fun to talk about. And, you know, when I think about humanity and the ascension process, one, I think it's just that there is an ascension process, right? In some simplicity, it's like there is an ascension process. And based on how we're living our life and what we're doing, right, we're all in this spiral cycle of ascension, going up and going down. And again, it's just about our life's lessons and our soul and our learning. I think that many people, you know, I've talked with many people that help others and are in service-oriented businesses. And sometimes, just like you guys said, I've never heard of this concept of ascension. And so I think it's just like, you know, does the word vibrate with you in a way that says, oh, I want to know more, kind of like it did for you guys? Because that's the calling. That's the awakening. That's the moment that says, ah, hey, maybe there is something more that I want to understand. Am I willing to be open that there is a whole nother world of energy going on that just because I don't see it doesn't mean it's not real, that it's expanding our awareness? And, you know, every individual is on their own journey. And I think it's being willing to acknowledge and just be okay with that internal guidance that might say, yeah, this is something I want to know more about, or no, it's not the right time. Like, I talk with many people and they're like, yeah, this isn't for me. I have no need to be on a path of ascension right now. Like, that's not my spiritual path. And I'm like, that's totally fine, right? So it's not that this is something that anybody has to do. It's not that it's the right thing to do. It's just knowing that it's out there, and maybe it's not the right time for you, or maybe it absolutely is. And then there's information and ways that you can know where you are. And so trusting for your own individual journey that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and you can trust what your next step is on your journey.
Right. So we often say, like, ascension is a personal choice. It's always a personal choice. Mm-hmm. But the way that we have always understand how we understood ascension to be is ascending through the dimensions. Mm. And so when we came across the website and we saw, like, initiation and light rays, we were just like, whoa, what is this concept? Because we understand, and how it's being, I guess, marketed in spirituality or new age right now, is that, like, the ascension journey means you're ascending through dimensions. So you go to 4D and 5D.
Yes, that is a, well, this is the aspect of, just because somebody can see across dimensions or travels to another dimension it's not the same thing as at least the ascension I'm talking about today, right? There, you know, it's like the Correct. Term enlightenment, right? What does enlightenment mean? Well, can you really reach enlightenment? Well, it really just means more light. And so, you know, having more light and expanding in, or, you know, the veil being thinner and you can see across dimensions, or you can travel to different dimensions, doesn't necessarily mean that you've resolved your karma. It just means you have a gift that you can see across dimensions. And so that you know, being more heart-centered, more forgiving, more loving, more intentional in how you think about yourself, how you think about others, what you're holding on to. Those are the things that are allowing our souls to evolve, right? That we're balancing our karma. Gifts of being across dimensions is, that's just a gift of sight, right? It's a beautiful gift of sight and so much to see and learn and share. And yet it's not an actual process of better, you know, of initiation. Like I keep hearing in my mind right now, Matthias DiStefano is the first person. There's a series on Gaia that he talks about the origin of the universe. And he describes the dimensions and how the dimensions exist, right? The first, third, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. And I think it's in that series. I've listened and learned so much stuff, it gets confused. I know it's Matthias. I don't know if it's that series or another series, but he describes dimensions in a way that it's the first time I've ever heard dimensions described in a way that I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Because often we've often thought of, you know, if we can get to another dimension, that's where we need to be. That's where we can ascend. But in reality, the only place we can ascend is being in our human bodies, walking Earth, and being the most amazing person that we can be with an intention of clearing our karma.
So you're talking about specifically when it comes to ascension, that it's a journey that happens over multiple lifetimes, over multiple incarnations on Earth.
Yes. And that aspect of, there's a point in every soul's journey where they will say, or they know, and they're like, I want to complete this process of ascension. And that's unique for each soul and each individual. And some people start that journey and then they're like, yeah, I don't want to focus on it. And some people probably, you know, like we're using a language and I think of the opportunity of having your spirituality be an intentional path of ascension. That's what I've chosen for myself. And that's what the people that are working and the individuals working with the tools and guidance with the Ascended Masters through the Alpha Imaging site they've really chosen this as path of ascension as their spiritual path. There are many paths to ascension. This is not the only path to ascension, right? I mean, the souls and the beings that have ascended throughout time, there's been many paths. And those paths have been in all the religions, right? But it's this core concept of, devotion to our internal journey, to our higher selves and our devotion to the divine, to God, to source. However, whatever language that is for you, you can ascend. There's many paths to ascension. There's not just one path, but the path at some level is always the same. It's about the balancing of karma. The path that I'm speaking of is several people with the gift that can actually tell you where you're at on that path and things that you can do to move along that path if that is what your desire is. And it's not everyone's desire, and that's okay too, right? Like we're all on our own journey, and So I guess where I was trying to go when you asked that question was, if it is something you desire and you feel that in your being, you can ascend in this lifetime, right? Whether you're at the first initiation, the third initiation, the second initiation, it doesn't matter. It's your intention that lets you bring that forward. But in reality, of course, we've all likely been on these paths in our monks, in our monasteries. Like there was a point I won, like, oh, God, I would just love to return to hanging out in a monastery and having a simple life, right? Like, I can remember a time in my 30s where I was like, is this the why in the road I want to take, right? Because it right. felt familiar. And I remember an Akashic record reading I had with somebody, and they're like, yeah, that's not your path this lifetime. Your path is to live in humanity and learn these lessons, right? And it just looks different. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, I knew it. I knew going back to a monastery was not my path this lifetime. But yet there was, like, I could feel the familiarity of it. I was like, oh, that would just feel so nice to go live in my cave. But
oh, yeah. I've been right. there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. We've both been there. Yeah.
Okay, fine. You got that experience again. So yes, if you desire to do that, you can ascend in this lifetime, and that's what's available. That's the gifts of the tools and the people with the vision and the evaluation and the ascended master conversations that we're having is. You know, I think many people, if you listen to different channels, describe this awakening that's happening on the planet. And, you know, humanity's been stuck in some cycles for a long time. I mean, why else would there be so many billions of people on this planet right now, right? I mean, 100 years ago, right. there was barely a billion people, and we have almost eight now. And there's an intention and a desire of souls to be part of this incredible process going on Earth right now because of the dimensions that are, you know, when we talk about living in 5D, it's really just a different way of living. It's a way of living in community and connection and kindness and respect and all of those incredible energies and not in the battles and the wars. And so that energy of 5D is what's available as we create a different way of living on the planet. So yeah, I lose my train of thought sometimes because I have so much information pouring in.
That's okay. We all do. But I love how you're able to kind of differentiate like the personal ascension journey through rays and initiations. And then also kind of, I wanted to touch on the topic of dimensions mm-hmm. because that's how Tiara and I always knew it. Like, it's just like, we have to get to 5D and we have to ascend to 5D and we can't do that before we go to 4D.
You're already there. You know, I started a podcast a couple years ago and we only recorded a couple of episodes. It wasn't in its right time, but there's an episode on 5D and I'm reminded of like, we're already living that, right? It's already available and possible. It's just becomes how we see through the, how we see, right? How we experience what we're, like, it's not a destination, right? We're already there. So.
And I think that's really interesting because I feel like spiritual teachers like basically say it's a destination and this is the final destination and this is where we need to go and why. So I feel like that's kind of being taught to the world right now.
Yes, there are always many perspectives. I guess you know, when I look at that perspective and that teaching and that understanding, if the aspect of you've got to get to 5D because it's a better place and we're going to live in a different level of consciousness, then there's an aspect of that that's very true, right? We do want to live in a better world, a kinder world, a higher consciousness world, a world of more love and more intention and more forgiveness and more presence. And so that aspect, if we're all living that way, then there's an aspect of us in the terms that I've been sharing today, then we are increasing our vibration and are clearing our karma because we're living in a different way. And so that aspect of, you know, people receive different aspects of information that help people at different stages along their path. And so for many people, if that is what gives them what I'm hearing, gives them the hope and the intention to be in a different place, a better world, and to improve who they are, then that's exactly perfect for what is needed right now. We're, you know, there's always so many different levels of, you know, what's going on the planet at any given point in time. You know, I go back to, I think Emily Cady and in the Unity Church, I can't remember the name of her book right now, but, you know, like the I Am discourses, you know, I read them and then I go think about what was going on in the earth in the 1930s in the US. And there was this huge movement of thousands of people following the I Am discourses and these writings of books with Godfrey Ray King and Saint Germain. And, you know, you think, well, that was like 1930, like that's what was going on. There was like this whole spiritual new age movement happening then. And so there's always these movements and these aspects of, you know, the mystery schools and all of that that have gone on through all the different realms of time. It's just different people with different, we learn to our level of awareness, right? And so at some point when the conversation of we have to get to 5D doesn't make sense, then you start going, yeah, well, that doesn't quite make sense. What else is there? Doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means you're ready to expand your awareness and you're ready for a broader understanding.
That was such a great explanation. I love that. And I love that you keep talking about mystery schools. I would actually love to like go down the rabbit hole of mystery schools because I just find that topic so fascinating.
Yeah, I thought about joining. I thought about joining quite a few on my spiritual journey. And yet every time I was like, am I supposed to do, should I get involved with this mystery school? And I'd always get no. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll keep learning what I'm learning and searching and digging. And yeah, you just have to trust what's right for you. You have to learn to, you know, we all go through different things at different points in time. And it's just part of our journey.
Absolutely. Well, I don't have any more questions. Tiara, do you?
Okay, so I just have a question that's more personal for Sheila. Do you know if you're a human soul?
Well, what's a human soul? I'm a soul having a human experience.
Well, me and Allie have explored that there individuals on this planet have different soul origins. And so there are some souls that are native human souls where they were, you know, sort of created to be on Earth, like Earth is their permanent home. And then there are souls that are like starseed souls that come from elsewhere in the universe or, you know, the galaxy. So I was just kind of curious to know if you have any thoughts or insights on, you know, your soul origins?
Oh, I love this question. I'll go back to the Alpha Imaging site. So one of the things that the masters have shared is that on the planet right now, we have the concept of the origin of higher self energy. In the concept that higher self can be of an angelic origin, fairy origin, or dragon, dragon reptilian origin. And so that's one explanation that I think is a beautiful explanation, that we have this concept of the origin of our higher selves, and us as an aspect of our higher selves, then we are connected into this aspect of the origin of that energy. The origin of my higher self is angelic. And so that feels in alignment for me. It's been confirmed by, you know, I've had that confirmed by different people, even those beyond this path of ascension and Alpha Imaging. I've had other people tell me the same thing. In past life readings, personally, I've also, you know, had aspects that I have spent time on other planets. I think almost all of us have, right? In our aspects and journeys of soul, we learn and experience different aspects of ourselves and our creation and our reflections. And sometimes that happens on other planets. and other systems and however you would look at that. I don't personally remember that. I mean, I have some moments where I feel like, oh, that must have like a dream. I have a dream or something. And it'll be like that wasn't on Earth. But I don't have that. That doesn't show up for me in that way. So that's what I know about my own individual, origin. I think my general understanding and kind of what feels true for me is some of the things I've read is like, if your first incarnation is on Earth, then you'll return to Earth probably for your most incarnations, right? You're going to complete your journey on Earth versus I'm sure there are souls that started their journey in other places and they come to Earth for part of their learning, but they're going to complete their ascension journey somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of sharing perspectives here of things I've read from lots of people who have channeled and, get that kind of information of how things work across solar systems and dimensions. But yeah, I think there is different origin energy. There's also, a book out there that talks about, I'm not able to think of it right now, so I probably shouldn't go there, but people that are able to see this aspect of different dimensions of, where our souls originated from, right? And so, Mateus talks about the origin of the universe and how different species seeded this planet. And so aspects of our actual human energy and our physical structures come from, Tom Kenyon talks about this some in his books of just different energies that, Earth is this mix of so many things. And so I think that's sometimes where Earth feels like a mixing pot. And we're, it's a very intense, challenging place of learning in this 3D world on an emotional-based planet. And yet it's the place where you can grow the fastest and change the fastest once you understand this concept of intention and free will that we live within here.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, I mean, for me, it makes a lot of sense. It's just, I love listening to other perspectives, and that's why we want to find more guests. And that's why we want to have these conversations, because there is no, like, I often tell Tiara this, like, there is no like right or wrong. It's not this or that. It's just everyone's journey is going to be a little bit different. And it's really about coming into your own intuition and coming into your own self to really kind of find what is right for you and how to navigate it.
Yes, that's exactly it. And we have so much information on the planet today. So many people teaching, so many people, I still go walk through bookstores occasionally with my daughter and my niece who, love physical books. And, I always just meander through the self-help section. Like, what's in self-help today? And I mean, there's hundreds of books coming out all the time. And so, I think the real challenge is learning to trust ourselves, right? Because people are exactly teaching to people at all different levels, because all the teachers are at all different levels and awarenesses, whatever language works. But it's, trusting what's right for you in this moment, and what might be right for you may not be right for somebody else, but it might be right for you. You mentioned that you came across the Alpha Imaging website years ago and kind of tucked it away and pulled it back out as now's maybe the time to talk about it. And so, it's all in divine. I always say all in divine timing, whenever that timing is for any given individual.
Absolutely. Before we started the session, Sheila had mentioned like how she lives her life just like in a very guided manner. And that is honestly where I'm also at. And I was just like, wow, that hit me, because I was like, yeah, that is my life. Like, we were guided to start this podcast, so we did it. Like, we've been guided to travel overseas to learn a lesson. We did it. So it's just very interesting how I have found peace in going with the flow and just kind of letting myself be guided. And I mean, it's been so much better than what I used to be, what like just trying to control everything and just having all the stress and anxiety in my life. And I'm just like, and like my guys have spent years with me just being like, let it all go. Like, just go with the flow. Like, just, you know, heed our guidance.
Yep. Living
so
a guided
a journey.
Life. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had a reading many years ago and, you know, I had a Kindle wasn't around then yet, but I had bookshelves of books of books of books I had read and wanted to read. And the guidance that I had in a Akashic Record reading was get rid of all the books, get rid of all the guidance, stop learning for a while and just learn to listen to yourself. And I was like, I couldn't not, like, I so was willing to listen to the Ascended Masters at that point. Like, I had surrendered my life to they are my guides. And I donated all my books. I emptied my bookshelves. I literally took all of it to the bookstore, local bookstores in town, and I let it all go. And I stopped reading and I stopped seeking. And I just spent time seeking internally, right? What is my own truth, my own journey, my own path? And so sometimes you just have to take those leaps. I love that you say you just followed the guidance to go visit another country. It's like, that's beautiful. That's amazing. That's so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, and I'm learning to I've always trusted myself, but I'm really kind of learning to like trust the guidance and trust the team. And it's just the more that I surrender to it, the more I'm just like, okay, they know what they're doing. I like this.
Yeah. And they never give you the whole plan. They only give you the next
never.
Step because if they gave you the whole plan, you'd probably run screaming from the room. So one step at a time.
Exactly. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for joining us. I think Tiara might have some words.
Oh, I just had, one more question for Sheila before we conclude. So I'm really curious to know, I'm a split soul, and I'm curious to know if you know of any specific wisdom or teachings related to the split soul concept or have interacted or worked with anyone else who is a split soul.
I don't specifically. I'll tell you energetically in this moment, I'm like, I'd be careful with that belief. it doesn't feel right. But I can't give you, I can't give you specific.
Okay.
I can't give you why. I guess what I'm hearing is to challenge that. Like, really? Is that really true? Because soul is soul. I mean, we might have left parts of our soul somewhere. And you could be somebody may have picked up on the concept of dimensional lives. But like everything I know and have learned, your soul is your soul. And the concept of a split soul makes us feel somehow less than. And it's like, no, you get to be whole and complete. So that's what I'm hearing in this moment.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. That actually makes a lot of sense. Like, I get where they're going with that. I'll definitely reflect on that.
I think there's a lot of words that happen when people, just like you said, right? You channel and you get information and we try to find words to describe things. But right. I'm reminded in this moment of Mother Mary speaks extensively about the power of words in Kaya Ra's book, The Sophia Code. And I really often try to, like, I've learned to be more careful with words and try to understand, you know, this English language, we're so free with words, and somebody might have got something that looked like a division and called it split. And then it becomes real. And it's like, it was really just their way of, like, I don't know what I'm seeing. And it was their way of describing something at that moment in time. And then it takes on an identity. And that's how so much of the teaching that happens, right? We all share our experiences. We all share what we see and what words we get. But you always have to, like, even all the past life readings I have had over the past 30 years, at some point I understood that what somebody might be getting as a past life for me may or may not have been the actual details, but it was the information that would most help me on my soul's journey at that point in time. And so everybody's always getting information through their own filters and however clear they are as a channel, right? Or as a teacher. And that clarity comes from, well, I mean, you guys know how hard this is as channels. It's really hard to clear your mind, right? If you're on a spirit, like, clearing your mind is not any, we all filter everything through our own minds. And that's just part of the journey, trying to unlearn stuff so that we can be clear channels and clear filters.
That also makes total sense. And I know that that's really important to consider when channeling, because, you know, when that information's coming in, you're looking at it through your own perceptual filters, and that can often, you know, distort the information. So that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this was so fascinating. This might have been like the most in-depth recording we've ever done yet. So,
well, thank you. Really, it's been an honor to get to talk about ascension so freely and share my journey, and I love the curiosity, and hopefully somewhere someone's inspired to know more about ascension.
So Sheila, can you share one more time, like, if someone's interested in wanting to, you know, figure out where they are on their ascension journey, they can go to this website and then they can purchase a reading, correct?
Yes. The reading that everybody starts with is a reading that is, I'm going to look at the wording so I make sure I have it exactly right. It's the Ascension reading. That is still what they call it. And it actually is it's a very robust 12-page report. They talk about the energetic you, your initiation level, your ascension and dimensional life masters. So you actually know who your ascended master, part of your ascended master team is at that point, and where you're at on the initiation process in the way that they describe ascension. And they'll give you then the next set of things that can most help you in your journey of ascension. So all of the healings and the readings and the services are focused on your path of ascension and the support that will help you along that path.
Perfect. And what I'll do, you guys, is I will share a link to that website in the show notes, so you'll be able to get to that. And then I will also share a link to the Modern Ascension website. And Sheila, that's the site that has the book of the individuals who have shared their experiences with the ascension journey, correct?
Yes. 13 of us. We actually just recorded a podcast on the book a couple of weeks ago. So you'll find that podcast episode on that site as well. And we had a really fun time talking about our ascension journeys and what it was like to share them. And so, yeah, it's a really beautiful book where you get to hear very different experiences. And this is the part where, you know, there's not one path. We all had very different life experiences that led us to find our journey and path of ascension.
Fabulous. All right. Well, Sheila, thank you again for joining us. Again, this is Sheila Franzen. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Franzen.
Perfect.
All right. And I will put all of her, I'll put all of her information in the show notes. So if you guys want to check her out, check out some of her offerings, learn more about what she does and her podcasts, you will be able to do that by accessing that information.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait for this episode to be published. I'm just so excited.
I know, me too. I'm like, oh my God, this is the one.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sheila. I hope everyone has a great week, and we will catch you next time.
All right. Thanks, you guys.